and we're wondering how you got into speech.
How I got into speech?
Yeah.
Ah, that's a great question. Okay. It was actually, I was at university in Colchester, the University of Essex in the UK, and doing a course on computers and communications engineering. And actually at Essex, in those days, it was a very small UK university, but it, rather than having a lot of small departments, it had a few very big departments, so that it, in other words, had respectable expertise in those different areas. So the electrical engineering department, which I was in, was one of the best in the country. And they had a modest amount of speech activity, I subsequently discovered, but I didn't realize that when I was an undergraduate. But when it came to choosing third year project, and we were presented with a list of things you might aspire to do, and I looked, I couldn't see anything that was really of any great interest to me. And so we had the summer break to make up our minds. We were allowed to come up with suggestions of our own if we could. So I went away and I thought, well, you know, I'm not interested in those, so I want to do something pretty easy. So I thought, well, you know, probably nobody's ever thought of building a machine that you could talk to, right? Or would recognize what people say.
What year
and
was
it sounds
this?
Pretty easy, so I'll suggest that.
Oh, what year was that?
That was 1972, probably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
72, I think. Okay. Or 73, thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
And our projects were actually done in pairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend who actually lived local to me in the UK, who was in the same department doing the same course, and so we decided to team up. He thought it was quite a good idea. Mm-hmm. Also thought it would be quite easy.
Ah.
He did the hardware, and I did the software on a PDP-8E.
Yes.
I was the first person to use the extended memory. In other words, to write a program that was bigger than 4K.
Mm-hmm.
It was all paper tape programming.
Right.
Quite exciting stuff. And this is, you probably like this, because the recognizer was called Electronic Apparatus for Recognizing Speech. Ears.
Right.
Right.
Amazing.
So I was quite amused when the DARPA program of that name appeared relatively recently. And in my office at Sheffield, I actually do have the aluminium front plate from that recognizer, which we
wonderful
bought. And it worked, by the way.
Yes, what did it do?
It was isolated words. It was it had a filter bank front end, which was of course constructed from real filters, and actually the filter bank was quite interesting. It was wired up using what was called a crab's eye arrangement.
Oh,
if
yes.
you've ever heard of that, it was a scheme that was used to.
I know what that is.
Yeah, basically the special filters which have nulls at the frequencies of the adjacent channels, and it's used in touch tone, I think. I'm not absolutely sure now. It's a long time ago, and we used that to basically did a lot of suppression. So. Whether that gave us a gain or not, we don't know, because of course you couldn't exactly unwire it and test, but I always thought it would be an interesting experiment to go back and have a play with. It was simple template matching and small vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
I think we built little applications like a voice calculator, so you could just speak sums and multiplications and things, and it would do it all.